Want to know what strategies real graduates use to launch their career? Well, here's your chance. From personal stories to insider tips, our interviews with graduates and campus recruiters will equip you with the knowledge and inspiration you need to take off and stand out from the crowd. Brought to you by Prospel, your one-stop shop for finding and securing your dream internship or fresh graduate job.
Thank you for your time again. Just to give a bit of a context to our viewers or listeners, by way of introduction, what's your background like? What did you study in university? Which university is it? And where have you worked in the past?
Okay, so hi everyone. I'm Chanel An Singh. I'm a fourth-year BS Management Accounting student from University of Santo Tomas. So previously, I already have passed three internships. So namely, Scrub, an accounting firm, Philip Morris International, which I joined the Income Pass program with. And then last, just a month ago, PNG as a finance and accounting intern. So right now I'm doing my Unilever stint as a finance intern.
Great, that's good to hear. And for those who have never heard of Unilever, what do Unilever actually do? And what makes this organization unique? What is it best known for?
I guess Unilever is a top producer, FMCG company in the Philippines, a top producer of those essential goods, which we can always find in our homes, ranging from beauty care up to nutrition itself. So I guess Unilever has a lot of brand offerings, which is known to Filipino homes.
All right, Kate. Yep. And what do you think is the biggest misconception about your field, especially in finance and being part of Unilever?
One of the biggest misconceptions in finance is that people just solve here, right? People just do computations daily, face your computers. But one thing interesting about really being a Unilever and then at the same time being a finance intern is that you get to learn the process. Not just learning it step by step, but also understanding the concept behind it. So as you see on my day-to-day intern work here in Unilever, I get to see the different documentations that we do. And then that allows me to somehow have learnings behind it.
That's good to hear. And if you could walk me through a day in your life, especially in your role as a finance intern, like how do your day usually start and what are the things that you usually do? And if you could share the coolest thing you've done so far at Unilever.
Usually my day starts at around 8 to 9 a.m. And then from then on, I start with the projects that I handle. I usually communicate with my upper managers just to be able to align with my project execution. So I've only been here in Unilever, I guess, for the past 1 month, and I'll already be ending my stint soon. I think one of the coolest things that you get to really learn from internships is that these things are really applied towards the professional world. So you see, you don't just learn this in the four walls of a classroom. It's not a very academic setting, no. So I think that's one thing that's very cool for me. So for example, I've been doing documentation for forecasting for my internship here in Unilever. So I guess you won't really be able to learn those forecasting lessons in school very much. And from here, you already see it, how it impacts the business. And how it's very much critical to do the right thing or like do accurate forecasting to be able to ensure that all the other business lines won't fail as well. I think that's the best impact or like the best thing about internships. You get to see the impact you bring towards the company itself.
And do you work like 5 days a week or do you have a schedule? And you know, how does it work around your campus or your school schedule as well?
Okay, so for Unilever, it's very much flexible. So we do hybrid work. I render 3 days on-site and then 2 days work from home. That's how it works for me, 8 to 5 every day. In terms of academics, last sem, it was my internship sem. So therefore, it does not coincide with my academic subjects.
Work perfectly with your schedule. Now, yes. I'd like to ask a couple of questions around your job search. Time. So let's rewind and take a couple of steps back to when you were still looking for that opportunity or that internship. How did you first find out about Unilever's job opening? Was there you know, resource that you always go to, or was it a word of mouth or referral?
Okay. So, you know, when Prosper reached out to me, Prosper was very much one thing that I've thought and that also helped me in terms of my internship search. So if we go back to the months I've been searching for an internship, one thing that I know is that I want to be able to land an internship in an FMCG company. I also have some interest in terms of marketing and sales. That's why I really saw the opportunity with engaging myself in FMCG, not just in the finance background of the business, but also since I would be able to get to know the products more. And I think that would be very, very helpful for me as I enter the professional world right after college. In addition to those that I see in terms of social media, following the pages of the company you're interested to, looking for companies that could also help you find these opportunities like Prosper. And then at the same time, I very much use LinkedIn since these companies also post on LinkedIn. So that's from LinkedIn really helped me see the Business Week opportunity of Unilever. So I'm a business speaker for 2023. So that helped me land a spot as a finance intern in Unilever.
That's nice. And what was it that first interested you in applying and working for Unilever?
I've heard a lot of good stories from Unilever. A lot of my seniors work here in Unilever, and they've always said that the culture here is very good, which I've been able to see during my stint here as a finance intern. People are very much welcoming towards each other. They always smile. There's always a good and light environment. And then at the same time, in terms of competitiveness, you see the competitiveness in terms of the industry that the company is in, but also you see that people here help each other to become competitive. I've seen the mentorship. I've seen the people, how they reach out to you even if you're just team members or just people working in the same floor. Those stories that I've heard from my seniors and then how I've experienced it right now, those are the things that really sums up on why I chose to apply for Unilever.
That's nice. And are there any factors that you considered when you were choosing this job? Was salary or location or benefits or company stability part of that decision making?
There's a Unilever. They also have a USLP program, which is a graduate program. So I think that's one thing that I've considered coming as an intern in the business suite. Since I know that this would allow me to also see or explore the USLP program, right? Building connections, knowing people from USLP itself, knowing your managers, and asking for some advices that would potentially help me decide whether to go for that program or not. I guess that's one thing that I've considered. Since I already also have prior internships, I really want to be able to see or like explore the possible programs that are available to me once I graduate.
Nice. And would you be able to walk me through the application process? How did you get into Unilever's internship program?
Okay. So for business speakers, I guess it's three parts. So first is just a mental assessment or where do you see yourself or how do you categorize yourself as an individual? Second, there are some logic or like reading assessments that comes with that online assessment itself. Once you pass that stage, you'll be invited towards a digital interview where you record yourself and undergo the interview process. And at the end, you solve a little case study for Unilever. And then once you pass those two stages, you'll be invited towards a line manager interview. So those three things that allowed me to enter the business week once you pass all those three stages.
Congratulations for passing all those stages and making it to the internship program or the internship role. How long does this usually take, like the application process?
It usually takes at around 1 to 3 months. So it would really depend on when do you apply. And I guess best tip is really to apply when you feel like you're ready or you're at your 100%. Once you start applying, you only have 7 days to complete the online assessment and the digital interview. Choose to schedule it in a time where mostly you're free so that you get to mentally prepare yourself on how would you survive or like answer those assessments and interview given to you, right? For me, I did it 1 week for those assessments and digital interview, and then you wait for an email for a line manager interview. You wait until you get your application. So for me, it was kind kind of quick. It was just around 1 to 3 months, I guess. That's just the duration that I can remember right now.
That was a helpful tip for students, especially those who are looking into joining the internship program of Unilever. Just curious to know, are there any grades that you need to have or you need to get in so that you could get into the program? Or, you know, you're not part of the, say, 10% of the graduating students or the class. Do they also consider grades when you're applying?
I guess that's one fascinating thing about Unilever and as well as the other companies. They don't usually look into your grades. What they look into is actually the leadership positions you've been to, how you relate to other people, and how you actually communicate. Those are the things that they really factor in your application. Most of the interview questions would really ask you, what are the things or like what are the certain situations that you've been to, or when how were you able to resolve it, or what are the learnings that you got? So very much not academically inclined, but more so your experiences as a person. So I guess coming into the interview, one of the best tips that you could possibly give a possible applicant is that try to look back. What are the past experiences that you have? What are the learnings that you have? And then I guess those would really help you coming into the interview.
Talking about, you know, that preparation piece, how did you prepare for an interview? Was there any specific rituals that you do or anything that you like bullet points of things that you prepare before you go into that interview session?
One of those that will really help you is try to just look for questions online. I guess for most of the companies it's very much really general, right? You have to really know the company that you're applying for. What do they stand for? What are the values that they have? What are the things that they look for in a certain candidate that is applying for their company? And then at the same time, there are also a lot of experience-based questions out there. So these are the things that I really look into. How could I factor in the positions that I've previously handled? And what are the learnings that I've got from these positions? So I guess positive or negative, those things would really provide you learnings, right? So those are the things that I try to be transparent about. And I guess I share with the interviewer. It's not bad to share some negative experiences out there, but be sure to like also share your learning. Also, in terms of answering questions, I very much suggest to try to do the STAR method, right? So, yeah, so briefly introduce the past experience or like what is the context of that certain problem or experience that your situation that you've been in. And then try to say the action and what are the results that you've got from it. Did it make you a better person? People here in Unilever, they really do value learning. So that's very much one thing that I highly suggest for applicants.
Right. It's a very helpful tip. I also encourage applicants to use STAR method, especially when you are practicing for an interview, actually, because that would help you get to be more logical in answering questions. During the application process, what was the hardest part that you've experienced? Because I know that there are 3 rounds. So what was the hardest part of the application process in Unilever?
For me, it's the digital interview because it's just on the computer. You're just given a question. And then I guess you have 3 minutes to 5 minutes to just answer that on the spot. And then there are no retakes. That's one thing that separates Unilever from the others. And from the others, you get to somehow retake or like just think about the question for a moment. But for Unilever, you get to answer on the spot. So if you already say something, you cannot take it back. That's one of the hardest parts of the interview process because it's not also conversational. So during the interviews, if it's live interview, you get to, you know, relate or like connect to your interviewer. But in that digital interview, you just say or like just answer what is being asked from you. It's just a case challenge in the digital interview. So you answer that case on the spot. So for finance, you somehow solve in order to answer that case. So, you know, on the spot, if you're really not 100%, it would kind of be hard for you to also answer that case.
Interesting, because what I'm hearing is that it's a combination of like behavioral and your technical skills being tested along the application process. Now, going through all of those, how do you think you got the job? What do you think made you stand out as the recruitment process?
I actually tried to not just focus on one position that I've had in the past. I've tried to do a mix of those positions and what are the learnings that I've got. So I recognize that a lot of people who is also applying for the same role are all competent people, right? So I guess you have to really be specific towards what your past experiences are. What are your values that really resonate to the company? Those things will really allow you to stand out. These are intangible experiences which other people might not have and which may be unique for you. So you really try to integrate these on how you could also further impact the company. So Unilever is somehow big on in terms of advocacy or the purpose that Unilever actually speaks about. The malasakit sa kapwa, how you provide opportunities towards others. And I guess these things, I also try to highlight my personal advocacy when I do the interview. So I guess the interview was also able to see how much of a fit I am to the company.
Right, right. And because you're a success story of, you know, an intern who was able to complete and successfully, you know, finish the application process, what's your single best piece of advice for anyone wanting to nail the internship application process at Unilever?
Just know yourself, right? No one knows yourself more than you do. So any questions being asked by to you, only you can answer. So if you really want the job or you really want the internship position in Unilever, you just have to know your own purpose. What are the things that you believe in and how it resonates to the company? Stand your ground, know your experiences, know how to fight for your own experiences, right? Since only you can know how much learnings do you have, right? And also bank on the past negative experiences that you have. Not being afraid to like also highlight the bad things that also happened to you, like past rejections. I guess those things, because it only makes you stronger. So know yourself a lot and try to like look back. That's the best advice I could probably give.
Thank you. I guess authenticity also plays an important part when you're applying. And when you got the job, what did your initial first few days in training or onboarding process look like?
Since I'm a business speaker, that's a one week program wherein you're able to really explore the different functions of Unilever. So you're given cases, you're given discussions on how these functions work. And then you try to solve it all with the other business leaders who also qualify to the program. That's the best thing about being an intern in Unilever. You get to join the Business Week program if you qualify into that duration of application. So for me, that's just my experience. You get to also meet your other interns, right? So I guess that's a very good opportunity to explore and network outside your shell. So I only entered Unilever last November as an intern. So during the onboarding process, I was entertained by my managers. They already told me about the project expectations, what are the projects I'm handling, and then at the same time, my KPIs. Since for me, that's very much important on being an intern, knowing what you're there for and what are the expectations being asked from you. So that on the last day, on your revalida, you get to really show what are the learnings that you have, and then you already know what to do on the next few days.
Cool. You also have revalidas, you know, early as your internship adds on to that experience. And what did you find the most surprising about your internship when you first started? Were there any expectations versus reality kind of moment that this isn't what I expected, but this is what's happening to me right now?
In my previous internships, I only handled one project, or two at most. So Unilever gave me four projects to handle. It's somehow a different topic for each project, right? I guess that's one of the challenges that I've been facing here in Unilever for the past month. But one good thing that I see having those four projects is that Unilever really does allow you to see the different function that it has. So right now, I'm reporting to two teams, the controllers and the finance excellence team. So I guess being able to like work with different people also provides you a good experience. These people are seasoned leaders in the field. So you really get to learn not just the technical skills, but also improvements that you could also learn from.
In banking on that answer, how are your junior employees supported and mentored by senior team members? Are there any process like that also in Unilever?
my line manager has also instructed some junior team members to work with me on projects. So I don't just report to my line managers and then just do the project with for the whole duration. What he did was to assign me with two junior employees, and then those junior employees are the one are those that I'm working with in my two projects. Beyond the technical side on like how to do a step by step process, the learnings I've got from Unilever is really be able to immerse myself towards areas in finance that are not typically learned in school. I'm currently exploring right now beyond forecasting is that I'm handling also a sustainability project. And that's one thing you don't really see in college. Those things, they really plan it ahead for you on what are the possible things that you could actually handle. What are the other areas you could actually explore as well?
Great. And would you say that you're learning the most from feedback from your manager or from a training session conducted by a junior employee?
I think I can choose between both, right? Since I'm both being mentored by the junior employee and also my line manager. In terms of technicalities, your junior manager would really help you a lot since they're the ones you're working with in a certain project. So they really teach you the step by step on how you would do it, what are your next tasks, and what are your project expectations. While for your line manager, it's mostly on how you would progress. What are the next things being asked from you on how you could possibly improve from it. I think I'm blessed to have good bosses that try to adjust my KPIs based on the needs of the, based on the time that we have, right? Since I've entered November, and then we try to recognize that December is actually Christmas break. So you somehow need to recalibrate some things. And then I also try to be open with them on what are the things that I find hard in terms of my stay here in Unilever.
That's great. And what does the work or work-life balance look like for someone in your role? What's your workload like? Would you say it's stressful or is it just right?
There would still be days where you find it stressful, right? Having to handle 4 projects all at once. I guess there are some days where you would really need to meet with this different managers who are handling you as well. So those are the days that you consider stressful since you have to become agile or like you have to become adaptive towards the situations. There, from one meeting, you have to like shift your mind towards another project and meet with that supervisor. But on most of the days, you get to really have work-life balance. I guess also being able to know that if you're being asked to work from 8 to 5, at 5 p.m., you close your laptops as long as you know that you're done. Right? And then at the same time also, try to like manage your time that if it's a work or time, you work so that by the end of the day, you already know that you've already been able to accomplish all tasks. I guess Unilever won't really provide you that much of a workload that is not accomplishable within your internship stint that would allow you to somehow work overtime. It's more of just being able to manage your time of your own since they give you the liberty of that.
Right. What does your social life look like? Do you make friends working at Unilever? I know that you have worked from office and work from home setup. Do you also get to interact with your teammates in person? How does the social life look like there?
Okay, so one of the best things that happened last year for me was the business week. Since from there, you get to really know people from different colleges, different universities in the Philippines. So one of the best things there is that you guys are like-minded. You think the same way, you act the same way, you guys have the same passion, you guys have the same dreams. So I guess that's one thing that's like the best thing that I have in Unilever. These people that I've known from this week are people that I still somehow talk to today. So yeah, and then also people in the office are very nice. You get to socialize with them. You get to say a little hi when you walk in the corridors of the office. Then at the same time, best things are being able to see your seniors. There are some people working here that came also from my college, which I worked with in some of my organizations. So, you know, just being able to like see them in the corridors of the office. There are some times that I manifest what job I would want to be in. And then you somehow see na parang they're there, and you manifest that one day you also work with them, right? See in terms of social life here in Unilever.
Yeah, I think there's also that kind of sense of familiarity because, you know, some of your alumni are also there, and that's where you want to be in the future, which is kind of nice. Thank you for sharing that. Students are always probably wanting to know two things. One is salary and the other one is career progression. So what does the salary and benefits look like at Unilever? If you could share, how does it compare to other options, like other companies that you have had internships before?
I'm not sure if I can share the exact amount, but I could probably say that it's a somehow competitive amount that you can get from an internship. And then at the same time, you also get goodies. Yeah, so last business week, after we ended, we got a jacket and a whole Unilever grocery bag. And then people say it's around more than 7 kilos. If you go home to the province, you can really carry that sa airplane. So yeah, that's more than 7 kilos. So that's nice. My mom was really happy about the grocery package itself. In terms of career progression, they say that you have to reach out really to your managers and say that you would want a future with Unilever. Somehow say that you want to be able to land a career program in UFLP. So I guess that's one thing. And then for me, working with my junior manager, who is also a UFLP candidate, he tries to somehow help me to like navigate what are the expectations in a UFLP program. Also having senior from UFLP program, I also try to ask them, what are your past experiences? What are the things that have pushed you towards joining that program, that competitive program? People here really value your career progression. They really want you to achieve something right after college. They really ask you, where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself in right after? So I guess being able to perform well in the internship really does matter, so that you could also somehow say you want to join the company in the future.
Nice. And having said that, where do you think your role lead to in the future? Do you have any like probably forecast of where your role will lead you in the future?
It's a funny question for me. No, being a fourth year student, ongoing my last term, I guess that's one of the things that I really have to face in the near future. But right now, having an internship in finance, I also want to be able to see the marketing department or like the sales department of Unilever itself. So right now, I've joined MarkProf, a marketing bootcamp here in the Philippines. So being able to explore both finance and marketing, I really wonder on what is a possible job that is very much applicable for me. What is the possible opportunity that I could take in, considering my background, my academic background, and then as well as my passion towards marketing. So I guess these past internships that I've had, allowing me to retake from marketing and finance, really does open my mind towards possibly like looking for opportunities that would allow me both, or would allow me to like really say na I'm really for finance and like I'm really for marketing.
Yeah. Right, like exploring other options, and then that's when you make your decision. That's a nice strategy to work on. With you working on with some of the employees of Unilever, would you happen to know how long do these people generally stay at your company? Like, do you have any idea of the length of their stay in Unilever?
I guess most of the people that I've known here in Unilever have been here for like a really long time. So just a quick good trivia. My line manager right now, he was the first president of USD Accountancy Student Council. While I'm the 18th president of USD Accountancy Student Council. So you see 17 years difference. And then we see each other here in Unilever. So I guess those long tenures, you really see them, mom, here in the company. We have also been able to like meet various heads of various departments. A CEO of Unilever, which has welcomed us during Business Week. You see the rich company culture. I guess Mr. Benji, the current CEO of Unilever, he's a homegrown talent. So So you really see how much people really do stay in Unilever and how much their career really progresses.
Right, and also speaks a lot about the culture of the company because these people stayed. Right, thank you. And if you had a second chance, for example, what would you do differently? Any regrets in your internships or something that you would do differently if you had a chance again?
One of those that I'll do differently is the duration of my internship. I've only agreed for a November to January internship. That's just 2 months. I guess that's the minimum that you can actually stay in Unilever. So that's one of the regrets. I should have chosen a longer internship period, like around 3 to 4 months, since that would really allow you to see your projects being implemented or like see the concrete output of your projects, right? One of those na parang hindi naman regrets, just something that I would like to look back to, right? Is applying to a marketing stint. So right now, I'm really curious about how marketing in Unilever works. So since this is already my last internship, I can no longer do that. That's really on the back of my mind. Would I also be able to like secure an internship position in Unilever if I chose marketing instead? But right now, I'm really happy with being able to secure an internship in finance, being able to explore finance here in Unilever, and you know, all the learning still, all the mentorship coming from my managers.
Were you only allowed to have 3 internships during your internship time? Is that how it works in USD?
No. So basically for me, since we already had on-site classes back when I was in 3rd year, I mean, like I can't handle an internship with my academics, right? So what I did was to start just last summer, like to start doing my internship by that time and then hopefully finish before my last term as a 4th-year student in USC. So I only had around 8 months to fully carry out those internships. So yeah, I'm trying to pledge right now that this is already my last internship, so I can fully focus on my graduating film. So hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Now, looking back, do you feel your internship were worth it? The internships that you've had, is it worth it? And would you encourage students to also experience internships during their college or uni life?
Yes, being an internship is really one of the highlights of my college life. More than the experiences that I have inside my organization, my student council, this is one of the best things that I've been able to do. Since being in college, you're really somehow forced to like really study, do well in terms of your academics, try to like be there and pass all your subjects. But, you know, being in internships allow you to like open yourself towards various people of your age, right? You meet them from them coming from different locations in the Philippines, different universities. So you really see the values or like the culture that they bring also into the table. One of the best people that I've met or like the best exciting times are with these internship people. So I guess there are really no regrets towards meeting or like being in internship for the past 8 months. Also, being in companies or like being in companies like FMCGs or like being in a tobacco company, you really see how much does this companies differ and what are the different values that they really bring into and how they separate themselves from the rest.
I guess one of the last few questions that I have would be, what's something that most people believe about internship that you found to be completely false?
Most of us really believe that internships would just be managers forcing you to make their coffee to the Xerox machines. In the past 3 internships that I have had, those are the things that really my managers would tell me na parang, what do you think, you would just make your make us coffee here? That's not true. We'll provide you a project. So I guess that's really one of the things that you really hear about internships. You come in here ready to prepare coffee, but then they will provide you a project which you're expected to land. Well, I guess the good thing there is that you get ownership towards your project, right? Just like how you make your coffee. Like in your coffee, you can say that that's your own recipe. So in projects, you can also actually say that I have landed that towards my own abilities and towards my own skills.
Right. It's a common misconception and for the last couple of interviews I've had, that's also the common stereotype that they would hear, that they'll just make coffee or photocopy things. But then again, they get projects, which is really nice. Now, any final advice you'd share with new graduates starting out at Unilever, perhaps?
I guess don't be afraid to seek help and make mistakes. So in terms of making mistakes, that's how you learn it. And then at the same time, when you ask for help, people here are very much welcome about helping you also succeed on your own. So as a starting employee or a starting intern, they recognize that you really don't know a lot of things yet. So very much, it's very much important to seek out and ask for help from these people. Also build connections. There's nothing wrong with building connections during lunch, during break, and then or outside your project, since these people are the people that you'll be working with for the next years of your stay in the company. And as well as I think these people would allow to make your Unilever stay very much bearable. I guess that's the best advice I could possibly give.
Thank you, Chanel. Those are really helpful insights, and the tips that you've given will surely help future intern aspirants of Unilever. Thank you. Appreciate your time. And if you have any questions, feel free to just message us. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your internship, as well as good luck on your final year in uni.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Primsa. Thanks for the opportunity.